Welcome to another episode of So Good We Named It and More. This one is a little different. It is under the So Good We Named It Investigates series, I suppose. Some of you may have seen a TikTok video that I also posted on my other social media regarding three young black girls that went missing, some as long as 50 years ago. And in the video, I did mention one of them, Shirley McGee, that I had reached out to someone on Facebook that I assumed could be her brother just from my, you know, investigations. I'm not a journalist or anything like that. And I did get a response, and it is her brother. And I am now speaking with her sister, Angela. So thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
So in our conversations, you did mention that you had some theories of your own, which I definitely want to get into. But just for those that maybe didn't see the video, can you give us a little background about your sister and what occurred when she did go missing?
From what we know, or from what I know, because I was only about 2 years old, maybe a little bit shy of turning three. So she disappeared in 1973.
You said your mom is still with us?
Yeah, she just turned 82 last week. And so from her recollections, you know, with time and that's a date that she gave at that time. And it was later in years once we had did a investigation with Chicago police.
Okay. Can you repeat that date for me that you said is the accurate date?
Well, it's not the most accurate date, I don't believe. July 26, 1973.
Okay. Because they did, what I found, stated that she was on her way to school. So was this like a summer program, or did school start earlier at that time?
Yeah, a summer program.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know. That's something that I haven't seen documented. How long did it take the family to realize that she was missing?
I'm thinking immediately. She did reach out to some other family members to see if she can stay with them. So it was an immediate thing when she didn't come back home that day.
Mm-hmm. So your sister had reached out to relatives to see if she could come there after school?
To stay with them. One of them was my mom's sister. Mm-hmm. And mom's sister told her she couldn't stay with them. That main one that I know of, but I just believe there were others.
Was she trying to just visit, or was she trying to stay with them, like move in?
Trying to stay with them.
Gotcha. It is, you know, crazy to think that someone can be missing for, you know, half a century and no one knows anything. And I can't imagine, you know, how your mother must feel with that's her child and she doesn't even know what occurred. It's bad enough when, you know, a child goes missing and then they find out that they were murdered. But at least in that case, you do have some sense of closure because you at least know. But for your mother, I assume this is something even to this day that still bothers her and she thinks about every day and, you know, is hoping for some type of miracle or something.
Yes, she does.
At this time, but ever since I was younger, I have always been very fascinated by missing persons cases because in many times there is no information, there's no nothing. And it's like people just disappear off the face of the earth. And when I did look to make this video, I did want to highlight some cases that are not very well known. I had never heard about your sister or the other girls that were in that video until I went and looked for cases. Typically you hear about the same few, especially in Chicago, you know, Diamond and Tianda Bradley. And, you know, there are those cases that you see cycled a lot. Have you tried over the years to get more attention on your sister's case with the media and things like that?
I've done a YouTube video, currently right now working on a book.
And
just to kind of just get her picture, the pictures that we do have out there, those things.
Yeah, looking at some websites, I believe the Charlie Project and the Doe Project. Well, the Doe Project is when they find unidentified people. And in that video, I did have someone that I thought maybe could have been her, and you stated that you don't believe that's her at all. I just want to acknowledge that, since that was a part of that video. Correct. You just correct. Don't think that could be her. But there were only one or two pictures of your sister, which I'm sure probably doesn't help in trying to find her, especially 50 years later. Are there more pictures online anywhere besides the two that seem to come up constantly?
Those are the two that I have, and actually the Charlie Project and NAM, those pictures were provided by us because once we worked with one of the detectives in Chicago, that's how that came about.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people...
Because before that, nobody was looking.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of people can't really fathom of, oh, how do you only have two pictures? But this was 50 years ago. First of all, you know, there's no camera phones or anything like that. And then Black people often, you know, were not able to access that type of thing as regularly, either due to, you know, discrimination or finances, things like that. So I know for me, with my parents, they only had a couple of pictures of themselves from childhood. And, you know, that's just a common thing, unfortunately, which doesn't help. I was not able to find any age progression photos. Do you know if there's any of those out to show what she may look like today? Were she still alive?
I've never seen any, not even on the National Missing or Exploited Children website, so I haven't seen any. Mm-hmm. We haven't worked with anybody to do an age progression.
Gotcha. And being in Chicago myself, I have thought about, since I've been looking into this, potentially going to that area, because I know a lot of times people stay in the same house for, you know, their whole lives, to ask. I'm sure you all did that at that time. No one had anything that they could say that they had seen back then that could be helpful?
They knew nothing, just... nobody is just like she just like I said just vanished. There was just nothing, or just people just kept quiet. I mean, one of the two. That's
where I was leaning, that maybe they saw something they shouldn't have seen or were afraid, because I just find it hard to believe, especially in a time where, you know, kids are walking to school, that no other kids saw anything, no parents, nobody's on their porch. I know everybody's not as nosy as me. I hear, you know, one noise and I'm in the blinds to see what's going on. But you would think that someone saw something. And when we spoke, you did mention that you felt that it was perhaps someone in your family, if you want to speak a little more about that.
Well, I was doing an ancestry search, trying to look for more clues, and it's been probably about 20 years, I think, now. And this particular person, whose name is Shirley McGee as well, popped up on one of the ancestry searches. She was looking for uncle in Mississippi. So my brother has relatives down in Mississippi. And more kept looking into this particular person. And I don't even think Facebook was around. The month she was born is the same month my sister was born. She had a son that was killed in a car accident, similar to how my brother's father was killed. Just some odd coincidences. Mm-hmm. And when my brother's grandfather died, she didn't attend the funeral. But there was somebody had asked about Shirley McGee, and one of the aunts, one of his aunts, had said, well, Shirley McGee's fine, but she can attend the funeral. But nobody knew who she was. And my brother had spent, when he was a child anyway, a lot of time around these people. And to most find somebody that's named after your sister, now claiming to be aunt, but technically she's really not your aunt. Mm-hmm. It's just weird. And she had some pictures on Facebook that were similar to the pictures that we have online.
Wow. I did look her up after you gave me her name, and I put what I assume is a current picture of her up next to a picture of your sister as a little girl. And honestly, it did look like it could be her. Just, the shape of the face, things like that. And with, the name being the same, it's just, that's a lot of coincidences. And has anyone, ever confronted her about this?
Well, I was trying to keep it silent, and so a couple of my family members reached out to her, and she just denied she was. I know my she reached out to my cousin whose mom had passed, and that my cousin doesn't know, but it's like, well, why would you be concerned that our aunt had passed if you had never met her, we had never met you? People, and even my brother now, he kind of thinks, well, oh, this is my aunt because she's 10 years to the day that my sister was born almost. Like it's like a couple of days off or whatever. I've done Social Security checks trying to reach because I do have a Social Security number. I could pull up Chicago records of my brother's birth, but I can't pull up my sister's birth. So those are things that are just sketchy. Like, how was it? They're only a year apart. Was that birth is not recorded, or I can't find it.
Yeah, that is odd because I would think those things are public record, even, for black people, because it's only the 70s. I could see maybe if it was the 40s or something that they maybe wouldn't keep that. But especially in Chicago at that. But with her saying, it's not me, since you do believe that that is her, why do you think she would deny it?
Probably, I mean, I could see anger being mad at my mom because the night before, I guess it was the night before she disappeared, she got a whooping for, I guess she was into boys. And that was the truth of her leaving. And she was probably running around the streets, and my mom caught wind of it. So,
So you think she left voluntarily, that she wasn't taken?
right, I think she was voluntarily left, probably, hoping that she can go stay with my aunt. And my aunt told her she couldn't live there, so she left. So I don't think it was just a kidnapping.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wanted to save it for the show. I had a lot of questions, but I was trying to piece it together when you had said he thought it was family. I'm thinking, oh, the family, would do this, but that does make more sense. That, that's the thing that happens. Kids do that today. I've done it. I've reached out to relatives as a teen, upset with my parents. Can I come stay with you? So that's certainly plausible. But even with her being upset, you think that still, 50 years later, that she would let your mother, live with that? Or maybe because she was a child that over time she kind of just forgot about her previous life? Okay. Yeah, because she was 12, I bet. Was she 12?
Yeah, 12 is, it would have been her age, and my brother would have been 11 at the time.
I mean, at that age, I certainly don't remember a lot of stuff. I remember certain things, but not everything. And like you said, that's what I was thinking prior to you saying that, that maybe people were putting stuff in her head, they didn't want you, don't think about them, that type of thing. People do that. And that, over time, it's very possible that she just accepted that as the truth and just, moved on. But I wonder, maybe you have some insight that, is she aware that anybody is looking for her outside of, just a couple of people, as in you and your brother? Like, does she know her face is on websites and, if that is her, and that there is still a movement for people to try to figure out what happened?
No, I don't believe she knows that people are looking for. If it is her, I mean, I have to say that. I don't, because when we contacted Chicago in the area that we lived at that time, they weren't even aware of the that she was missing. So it was almost like they did an investigation around that time, but there was no further investigation after that. It was just, well, she was a runaway, and it left it at that. And so there was no checking in years later. That it just, the case just went cold. And I guess, so we didn't live in the area anymore. So why would the police continue to pursue a case?
Right. Do you feel that it was more so due to a lack of evidence, or because it was a young Black girl in the inner city?
Both.
And if she did leave on her own, again, I'm not a police officer detective for those listening, but if she did leave on her own, that would explain why nobody saw anything, because a girl just getting in a car with somebody she knows or walking off with someone that she seems to know, that's not going to raise eyebrows, and that's why they wouldn't find physical evidence, things like that, that would lean into that. Because if someone had taken her and done something to her, it is more, a little more likely that at some point somebody would have found something, especially all these years later, or even a deathbed confession. You know, that happens all the time. We see cases 40 years old where, you know, they're able to uncover what happened to people. Has there ever been a time where you thought that she was, you know, killed or anything like that? Or have you pretty much always felt like this person is your sister?
I was just recently watching the guy that was the Black serial killer, where he went across different states and he was killing young Black girls or young prostitutes. And around 1975 or 74, I know he was kind of in the Illinois area. He did sketches and things of that nature of some of the people that he had killed. I mean, it's, you think of a lot of things. So, I think I never really thought she was completely dead, because I kept having a dream about her for so long. If she'd have just ended up dead immediately, as opposed to somewhere out there alive.
Gotcha. And you know, I'm sure for your mother, you know, this would be to know something would probably, you know, be like a lifelong dream at this point, because that's a lifetime. Is your mother aware that, you know, this is still something that is circulating, even if on, you know, small platforms like mine and other similar ones?
I did share the parts of the video, of your video with her. I asked her about the jewelry. Did she recognize it? Because had it been something that was hers, you know, maybe she would have recognized it. She didn't recognize it. And even the Compton Dane Doe, it didn't look familiar to her. But she did, you know, she always will recognize the picture that we have. So nothing looked familiar to her.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad that she at least knows that her child is not just forgotten and that no one cares. And that, you know, people are still actively trying to find some type of answers, because like I said, I couldn't imagine going 50 years, you know, I can't even go to bed at night unless I put my eyes on all the cats in the house, because I just want to know, you know, that they're okay. And that's such a small thing compared to an actual child. So I definitely, you know, just can't fathom that. And I hopefully at some point, you know, she's able to get those answers, either way, just so she can know and have that peace of mind. Has anyone ever attempted to like go and talk to Shirley in person and just say, hey, let's do a DNA test to rule it out or something?
We've thought of it because of my mom. My mom has only been living with me probably about 7 or 8 years, and just time and work schedule, we haven't been able to. And I don't know how she would really. It's kind of scary to go up to someone and say, I believe you are. Because then you, if you find out that she is, then there's a whole bunch of other questions as to why would you do this for so long?
That's true. It's almost like opening a can of worms. You're not sure if you really want to know some things, especially if that is the case, versus, someone being held captive and they can't reach out. But if it's someone that seemingly has the ability to, I can certainly see why that would be, a whole other set of issues. But, I had a someone reach out to me claiming to be my sister a few years ago that I knew nothing about and was like, what is she talking about? Why is this person messaging me? And it did turn out that she was my sister, that my father just didn't know about it from before my parents were married. But I was thinking the same, like, this nut, what is she talking about? And then there was a DNA test done, and we're able to confirm that. But if let's say it is her, and maybe she doesn't really remember everything or blocked out certain things, and I'm sure she would be alarmed. I'm just kind of pushy, so I guess if it was me, I probably would drive down the next day and shove a DNA test in somebody's face. But I know everybody's not like that,
Right.
and probably that's probably best. Even me reaching out to your brother, I was like, hopefully he doesn't think I'm some psycho. But I thought I'd take a chance. I found his name and I looked up all the people with that name and narrowed it down, and just thought I'd give it a try. And a month later, because I think what I said was, do you know, are you Shirley McGee's brother? And his response, he probably was like, what is he talking about? Because his response was like, yeah, do you know her? I'm like, no, I don't know her. But I showed him the video and everything, because I just wanted to see if there's anything else, that he could offer. Because these websites, as I'm sure you know, typically pretty minimum on the info. And for some of them, I wonder, how do they honestly expect anyone to get found? They might have a no picture and minimal detail. So when I found that one, I definitely wanted to take a look. And for those that saw the video, I did already ask Angela, the other missing girl that was named McGee, no relation, just a coincidence, an odd coincidence. But that was many years later, though. That was, I think, in the 80s, when she went missing. But how long did your mother or your family stay in the house that they lived in after she went missing?
Now that I don't know, because like I said, I was really young, so I would say probably another year, and we probably were moving.
Yeah, I'm sure, staying in that house probably had a lot of memories, and up until that point, they're probably still holding out hope that she would come back. Do you
Right.
still, I guess, have that hope of not just finding her, but reuniting and having that sister and, trying to make that connection? Or are you more so just wanting answers for your mom?
I kind of just want answers for my mom, so that she can have some closure as she, like I said, she's older, and so she could know what happened, why it happened, just those kind of things, because I don't really have that strong connection with my sister so much, because I feel like if she's still alive, I would probably be more bitter. Because why would you do this for so long? But if she's dead, it's just the closure for her.
Right, just to know either way, and if she has passed, have a proper service and things like that, so it's not just open-ended. So if you are listening to this and you are still with us, please reach out, just so your mother can at least know what happened to you. Maybe that could be part of it, that she feels, if she's still alive, that, it's been too long. What can I say? They'll be upset. And I know that's what people do for lesser things. They'd rather say nothing. But, it sounds like you don't need anything. You don't want anything from her. At the very least, you just want your mother to have that closure. And I don't think that's asking too much. But it sounds like this person, if it is her, is somewhat trying to still keep that connection. If she, knows what's going on as far as people in the family passing and things like that. And you said she came up with the ancestry. So did she come up as an actual match as far as the DNA for someone as you're being related to you?
No, she was just looking for someone. And because of, the name that was, the same as my sister's, I just started looking because around that time I had pulled up every country that was Shirley McGee. And, she didn't really come up on my radar. And through more research, I started looking her up because me and my sister both don't have middle names. This person doesn't have a middle name, but she currently has one now. So it was just through research that I started looking.
Gotcha. And for those listening, I'm not just going along with it, saying, "Oh yeah, I can see it," to make her feel better. I do honestly, I'm looking at it now. I mean, if I didn't, I would just say, "Oh, okay," but looking at it, I honestly do see a resemblance. Like if this woman were to say, "Hey, this is a picture of me as a little girl," I would not question it. Like I'm looking at the lips and the cheeks. Like I really do feel like that's her. And if you're okay with it, I could try to see if I can get some type of answer, even if it's, "Hey, you don't have to talk to them, just tell me so I can let your mother know." And not that she owes me anything, but as an impartial third party, maybe she would be willing to do that much, because she's not in hiding. She's on Facebook. She could have changed her name and all types of things. Do you think it's possible that maybe, there could have been something traumatic or whatever with maybe with the whole process to where she legitimately does not remember and wants to remember?
No, I don't know. I really don't think that she would just forget. She probably wants to forget, but I don't think she would forget. And like this, it takes so many different turns. I just find it really just odd that she would be in plain sight now, but years ago, she wasn't.
Right, and again, that just looks like her, but has the same name. Like, that's a lot of coincidences, and unfortunately, that is something that people do. I grew up on unsolved mysteries and all that type of stuff, and there'd be so many stories, people with whole families and kids and all types of things, and they would just walk away and just start a new life, oftentimes for no real reason. One guy had some minor charge from his like 20s or something that he wasn't even going to do any time for, and he thought they were going to come and get him. So he faked his disappearance and they found him like 7 years later, So this is not something that's out of the realm of possibility at all. Have you tried something like Unsolved Mysteries, a larger platform?
No.
Well, I don't know anybody, but I could certainly,
I
I could certainly reach out
Yeah,
because, people get on there somehow. And, I think a platform like that, especially with them now being on Netflix and that's all over the world, it would be great if they could, give you that closure. And who knows, if it's her, she might say, okay, I don't want to be all on the TV. I'll just go ahead and say it's me, especially with that added element, because unfortunately, like I said, there's plenty of young, you know, missing girls, black girls, etc. But how many of them are there where they're supposedly still alive and just, you know, ran away 50 years later? Like, this is something that's, you know, I don't mean to sensationalize it, but it's something that's very newsworthy, I think, that, you know, is worth looking into by people that have a lot more resources than me. I definitely will try my best. I've been able to get on TV for far less important things before and get attention on things. Not that I need to be on there, but I've been able to get eyes on, you know, things that matter. And hopefully, you know, somebody will take some interest. And I'll just, you know, do what I can. I don't know you all, you know, you don't know me, and, you know, this is,
right.
I don't want to downplay it and say it's like a hobby, but, you know, it is something that I've just always felt strongly about, even though I don't have any experience, luckily, you know, with anything like that ever happening. But I think I just relate because I just look at it and think, you know, what would I do if that was me? Or what if something happened to me? You know, I'll be walking the dog and I'm like, so something could happen and, you know, nobody would even know. And maybe I just watch too much True Crime. Alert. And always cautious of these things. And I've just always been drawn to missing persons cases because with a murder, you know that they've been murdered. You may not know who did it, but you know that they've been murdered. And this is where you literally don't know anything. And that the fact that you all are able to still go about your lives is amazing to me because I would still be, you know, just going through it. But I guess at a certain point, you do have to move on. But this is something that, you know, changes the trajectory of your life. You were only two, and I'm sure it's been a big part of your life.
Yeah, because, I mean, my mom, I mean, she has accused probably everybody, you know, her sisters, my brother. She's even accused me. And I'm like, I was only two. Like, where would I find the means to know how to hide somebody? Mm-hmm. And she watches those shows too. She gives out hope. Like the one case where the neighbor or somebody took the girl and raised her as her own. Mm-hmm. They just recently did a movie or something on it, Black Girl. And it's those kind of things that gives her hope. But then too, you know, she sees cases where they just left and never looked back.
Yeah, and I'm sure
that's she watches that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure that's definitely, you know, a difficult prospect to, you know, struggle with, especially, you know, after all these years. But I would like to think that, you know, as a mother that's still worried about it, that even if this woman said, it's me, but I don't want to speak to any of you, that it would at least do her some good to know that she's okay. You know,
right.
That's all we can really do. I know there are, you know, things on Twitter and, you know, Instagram, little posts and here and there, and I'm definitely going to post more about this since speaking with you. But are there any specific details that you think would be helpful that are not mentioned anywhere online?
Other than what I mean, I feel like her father's family would have had something more to do with her disappearance than anyone on my mom's side of the family.
So you think maybe they helped.
I just think they had the means to do it.
And, you know, again, for the younger people that may be listening, and this may sound just so out there, at least from what I know, back then, things like this happened. You know, may be sent to live with somebody and now you're saying that that's your mother, or you have a child young and you have to give it to, you know, your parents and you're saying it's your sister. You know, that type of thing happened a lot and it still happens. So it's not that far-fetched that someone could say, you know what, your mama's, you know, doing that to you. Come down here and stay with us, but you just can't say anything to her, but, you know, you can do whatever you want down here. For a lot of 12-year-olds, I'm sure that would be very enticing. And, you know, after a certain amount of years, when that's what you're used to, it makes it easy. And I'm sure you all listen and think, oh, I could never do that. look, I've had many moments where I have said, you know, if I wasn't married or if my father wasn't sick, whatever may be going on at that time, I would just pick up and leave and change my number because I'm sick of these people, you know, and I'm grown. So I can only imagine a 12-year-old, because 12-year-olds don't have the mental capacity to really think about what they're doing. They just act, you know. That's why you see those stories where the kid flunked a test, so he murdered his teacher. I'm sure he didn't really think about the ramifications. He's just thinking, I'm mad, and this is my reaction. So it's very possible that Shirley was mad. Right. She got in trouble. She wanted to have a boyfriend, etc. So I'm going to show her. I'm going to leave. And then, you know, 1 year turns into two, three. Right. And after a while, this is your normal. This is what you're doing. And, you know, she might have thought, oh, they don't care anyway. You know, they have another daughter. You know, whatever. Kids think a lot of stuff. So this is not, you know, outrageous at all to think that this is what occurred. But hopefully, you know, knowing that some random man on the internet is talking about your sister, you know, did give you that little bit of hope that it's not over. I don't know if anybody else is speaking about it. I haven't seen it specifically in regards to your sister, but just something stuck out. Because I was literally just on the Charlie Project website, just scrolling through names. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pick like three names and just try to cover them and talk about as much as possible. And out of all the thousands of people, for whatever reason, her name stuck out. And then the other two girls, which led me to say, okay, well, let me just, you know, focus on young black girls in Chicago, since I already, you know, see these two. And who knows, maybe the universe wanted me to see that so I could make the video, reach out to your brother, get in contact with you, and, you know, maybe. Wouldn't that be something, you know, especially somebody with no formal training or anything. But, you know, when I made the video, it was hoping that somebody would see something and say, hey, you know, I know this person, or I know that, or whatever. It's a long shot, of course, but, you know, you never know. So hopefully, you know, I gave you that little bit of hope that somebody could figure something out. And I will certainly do my best to see what I can find. I do know a lot of people that may, you know, be of some use to me in at least trying to, you know, get a definitive answer, because, you know, you never know. She may want to say something and maybe just doesn't know how. Because what would you say if it was me and I'd been gone 50 years? You can't just say, hey, you know, I'm back. So she may be looking for that in, maybe.
Right.
And that's
all. And has she told her family? I mean, that's right. That's a thing. Did you tell anybody? Mm-hmm. Like your children or something? And what would they think?
Right.
You know, that's a lot for somebody to take in.
And that's a lot to keep in, you know, for that long. That probably is weighing on her, and, you know, there might be a relief to say something, you know. I would hope, at least, that it would be, especially, you know, once I found out that your mother was still alive, because hearing 50 years, you know, you think, oh, there's no way, but, you know, it's very plausible, obviously. But at the moment of reading about it, I was like, oh, you know, her mother probably never even got to find anything. And, you know, she's still with us. And I would love to be able to do that, you know, for her. So hopefully, Shirley, if you're listening, you can reach me at sogoodwenamedit@gmail.com or sogoodwenamedit on most social media platforms. I know you're at least on Facebook. And I hope she can say something. And if she's not her, I mean, it's a big ask from some random person, but all you got to do is, you know, prove it. You know, do a test or whatever. I would think that if she is not her, that she would want to help you go in the right direction by officially ruling herself out. And it doesn't sound like that has happened, which she could have very easily have done when she was asked before. So, you know, not to put you on blast, but, you know, Ms. McGee, it has been 50 years, and I'm not one to tell you how to feel about whatever may have transpired. I don't even speak to my mother, so who am I to say anything? But she does know where I am. So
Right.
there's the difference. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it is her just for that closure. But I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me because you didn't have to. I'm all in your family business and all of that. But hopefully, you know, you were able to tell that I really, you know, did want to assist. And I'm just glad that I was able to connect with someone that knew her or is related to her because I was thinking, well, what if I do find something? Who am I going to tell? So now I have someone to tell. And yeah, I guess we'll see. But yeah, I'm very appreciative of you doing this. And if there's anything else you want to add, definitely feel free so I can make sure everybody knows, you know, how old she would be, or, you know, she has a birthmark on her shoulder or something like that, you know.
So yeah, none of those things I know. Like I said, my mom's been talking about it most of my life, so I know the stories, some of the stories my brother said, and you know, but I don't know anything else. I'm just like the news, you know, media and the police. They don't know much, you know, but I just can't believe that she would just vanish in thin air.
Yeah, especially, you know, in that area, even today, if you're driving down the street, you're probably gonna see some people on a corner, on a porch, things like that. And I'm sure with no computers and cell phones back then, it was really happening. And it was summertime in Chicago, and nobody saw something. Come on now. So, you know, who knows? Somebody, they might have said, hey, man, don't say anything. Here's $20, you know, if anybody asks. People do that type of thing. So hopefully you get that closure because I'm sure it wasn't easy for you to grow up in the shadow of a missing child.
No.
Because they can never
It
really
was
move on. I
Because I
mean,
couldn't do a lot of things because she was afraid I'd come up missing too, so.
I definitely get it. I did not have any, you know, missing older siblings, but I still was always, you know, don't go too far this way and don't do that. And, you know, just very overly cautious. So I can only imagine. And, you know, it's hard. It's bad enough living in your sibling's shadow, but living in the shadow of a sibling that you don't remember, and then no one knows what happened to her. Of course, you may have that normalcy, but I'm sure it's always still there. That's always a thought. You know, every birthday, every holiday. Oh, if Shirley was here, oh, Shirley would be this old. Or, you know, it cannot be easy. So, you know, while this could open up some new problems, hopefully, it, you know, some answers could at least close out the old ones for you, so that you kind of get that sense of normalcy back. And again, y'all, I ain't no therapist either. I'm just, you know, speaking on what I observe. So don't, you know, don't quote me on anything, but I just, you know, really sympathize with that because that can't be easy. And, you know, at least you know you have somebody that is willing to do what they can. So whenever you know, have anything else you want to add or share or whatever, you have my phone number. Definitely feel free to use it. And I will certainly do my best. There have been many podcasts and things where they have, you know, solved major crimes. I don't know if you saw the Don't F with Cats. That was just random people online. So as a random person online, if they can do it, I surely can. Or at least try to. I know I'm a little more tech savvy than, you know, some folks and very nosy. So, yeah, this is hopefully part one of a multi-part series, and hopefully the next time we speak with you, it'll be because I have some information. But yeah, thank you again so much, and I will definitely be in touch.
Thank you.
As of April 11th, 2024, Shirley McGee remains missing. I have yet to receive a response from the woman believed to be Shirley McGee. If you have any information on this case, you can contact the Chicago Police Department at 312-747-5781 or reach out to me at sogoodwenamedit@gmail.com or sogoodwenamedit on all social media. Thank you for listening to So Good We Named It and More. part of the So Good We Named It Network. And be sure to catch the So Good We Named It Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast as well. All 77 episodes now streaming. And don't forget to follow at So Good We Named It on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. Tune in next time for more So Good We Named It and more.